Blog Talk Radio. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4:30 p.m. Central, and on Sundays at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4:30 p.m. Central. During the week is news that you can use as it relates to the Bible and end times. And then on Sundays, just for our half hour power. Now, prayerfully by June, I will be coming back to you for a 4 hour to hour and a half, as well as coming to you live on YouTube. I plan on teaching Bible classes as well, and prayerfully those will be recorded to be on YouTube as well as in person. I do plan on having a Bible class that I will be teaching. I will keep you updated as to that when that will take place for those who are in the Illinois and Missouri area once I get to that area. All right, we have headlines. 1 in 4 Americans consider fleeing the U.S. if Trump wins. 28% of U.S. citizens plan on moving to another country if Donald Trump is elected president in November, a new poll reveals. However, as data on previous mass exodus threats show, it is unlikely many of them will follow through. Every fourth person from almost 2,000 registered voters questioned in the Morning Consult Vox poll conducted March the 10th through the 13th said they would likely consider leaving the U.S. for good for a country such as Canada if the flamboyant Republican candidate were to be sworn into office at the White House. Okay, let me ask a question here. Why weren't any of these people talking about leaving when Obama has basically trashed the United States Constitution, trashed America? We are going down the tubes. We're basically off out the tubes. And so why wasn't any of these people saying, oh, well, I'm going to leave America now because Obama is throwing America down the drain, which he has. And I'm not saying it started with him, but he has sure put the sugar, the syrup, the ice cream, and everything else on top of that cake. So why aren't these same people, and furthermore, the ones I've heard say that's leaving, like Raven Simone and Whoopi Goldberg and who else, Al Sharpton, and some of them I've heard leave, who's going to miss you? I don't think nobody's going to miss you at all, so we hurry up and go. All right, now I'm not endorsing Trump. I'm not endorsing any of them. I'm going to go vote. And I didn't really want to go vote, but I'm going to go vote for the general election. I didn't vote the primaries. You know, the choices is not it's a little bit desired, should I say. However, I believe I am going to go vote for the general election. Why am I going to vote for the general election? Because, well, for one, I served in the military, so, you know, I served for the right for us to be able to have the chance to vote. And then second, you know, people died before me so that I could go cast a ballot. That's basically the only reason I'm voting. Now, is there any particular person who's going to be able to make America great again, such as what Donald Trump is running on? No. Hillary Clinton, she said, America's already great. America's not great. America's sinful. We're basically the scum of the earth right now. So, no, we're not great anymore. All right, moving on. Bomb blast kills 15 government workers in the Pakistani city of Peshawar. A bomb ripped through a bus carrying Pakistani government employees in the volatile northwestern city of Peshawar on Wednesday, killing 15 people, police said. Though no one immediately claimed responsibility for the bombing attack, underscored how, despite Pakistan's sweeping military offensive, militants are still able to stage large-scale assaults. You know, one thing I'm glad I'm not living over in those Middle Eastern countries, because, I mean, they are getting ripped apart day in and day out by people that just want to kill. They just kill just to be killing. Okay, Obama today has announced that his Supreme Court decision, that who's going to replace Justice Scalia, is Merrick Judge Merrick Garland. He's the chief judge of the appeals court in Washington, D.C. Okay, so Obama went ahead. He made the decision. There were people that were saying that he should not appoint a Supreme Court justice because he's an exiting president, and that should be left to the new upcoming president. However, he went ahead and he said he was following his constitutional rights, and he did elect somebody. Now, are they going to allow it to go through House Senate? We'll see. I do believe they are going to go ahead and allow it through, because when has the Republicans ever stood up really against anything that Obama has done? Then this is one reason why I say you do not have faith in any of these politicians. Hillary, murderous Clinton, Bernie Socialist Sanders, or businessman Donald Trump. None of them can save America. The only one who can save America is God. And the only reason America is in the shape it's in is because America has turned from God. And this is fulfilling Bible prophecy. When you talk about mysterious Babylon, America is Babylon. America is a cesspool of sin. She has caused other nations to get wealthy and drink from her adulteries. And so, therefore, we are seeing the fall of Babylon in real time. Okay, Hillary's big day. Democrat prevails in four states, turns attention to Trump. Tuesday was always supposed to be one of the most important nights in the Democratic presidential primary race, but for Hillary Clinton, it was even bigger than she and her team expected. Clinton's victories in Ohio, Florida, Illinois, and North Carolina put her firmly on course to defeat her primary rival, Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont. When she took the stage in Florida after winning the state's primary on Tuesday, she pivoted from Sanders toward the Republican frontrunner, Donald Trump, who also won in Florida. She says, "We hear a candidate for president call for the rounding up of 12 million immigrants, banning all Muslims from entering the United States, and he embraces torture. That doesn't make him strong. It makes him wrong." Okay, so basically, what they're saying here is because Hillary Clinton won those states last night, she's no longer concerned about trying to win against Bernie. She believes she already got that package already sealed. She's turning her focus to Donald Trump. And so that's why she made this statement about him wanting to round up 12 million immigrants. Well, let me say this. Are they over here illegally? We do know we have millions of illegal immigrants over here, so that means, yes, they do need to be rounded up and taken back over to their country until they come over here properly. He said ban all Muslims. No, he said ban all Muslims until the vetting process gets fixed. There's no proper vetting process. Who are you going to call in Syria? Hello, Syria. Let's talk to your police station or whoever. Okay, we do a background check. Who are you going to call? We sound like Ghostbusters here, but who are you going to call in order to properly vet these people? So I agree. Keep them out of here. You know, they come over with their hate and they're trying to change our laws, and we already infiltrated with them. We got them on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue running the presidency right now, along with being infiltrated with Muslim Brotherhood. And so the Democratic Party is empathetic to the Muslims, and therefore they're wanting all these Muslims to come over here so that they can change America, the foundation of America. Because what needs to happen in order for the beast system to rise? In order for the beast system to rise, America has to come down as a superpower. And the thing is, they don't understand what they're doing, but Bible prophecy is actually being fulfilled. So is Babylon, a.k.a. America, going to fall? Yes, she is. America is going to fall. America's days are numbered. America is going to receive the judgments that is due her based upon the sins of this nation. I'm going to name two major sins. There's a lot of them, but two of them, I might name a couple of them. Two of them is the number one, abortion. We've killed nearly 60 million babies since Roe versus Wade. nearly 60 million babies have been aborted, and they're not talking about turning that around. They're talking about doing more. They're talking about if a baby is been tested that's going to be deformed in the mother's womb, then let the mother carry the baby to term. They're gonna have the mother birth the baby, and if the baby's stillborn, which is not going to be if the baby's stillborn, they're going to make the baby die. That's what they're going to do. They're going to take the baby out and harvest it for parts. That's demonic. That's demonic. So they want the mother to carry the baby, not because she's not supposed to kill the baby anyway. They want her to carry the baby so they can use it for parts, spare parts, like you're at an auto store. So, and then on top of that, you're LGBT. Now they're having more bathrooms where men, if they decide to be Sally one day, they can just walk in the women's restroom and, oh, I'm Sally. Or if Sue wants to be Bob one day, she could walk in the men's restroom and use the, and then you training children with this nonsense. Oh, you could pick what sex you want to be. You're no longer a he. You're no longer a she. You could be whatever you want to be. Okay, so again, this is what's taking place in our society right now, and this is why America is going to pay for these sins. Pivotal primaries, Kasich survives, Rubio walks, and Trump rolls on. I'm not going to read that whole article, but basically the title of it tells you exactly what happened last night. So Kasich survived. Now, is he going to beat Trump? No, I doubt that very seriously. Rubio walks. And he threw in the towel, and he's no longer a contender. And Trump is trumping on. He is rolling on. All right, moving on. Iranian moderates reveal frightening true colors. One of the promised benefits of President Obama's great nuclear deal with Iran was that it would empower Iran's moderates. The release of roughly $100 billion in funds would stimulate the consumer economy, thereby promoting democratic reforms. And at first blush, it appeared that moderates close to President Hassan Rouhani have done well in the February elections in both the parliament and the assembly of experts. Last week, events on the ground, or more precisely in the skies above the theocratic democracy, gave lie to that promise. On the eve of Vice President Joe Biden's trip to Israel, Iran's Revolutionary Guard launched two ballistic missiles. On each missile side, printed in both Farsi and Hebrew, were the words, "Israel must be wiped off the face of the earth." Are we surprised? I know I'm not. Are we surprised that Iran has not changed their stance with wanting to totally eliminate Israel off the face of the map? That's no surprise. Obama and Kerry, they knew what they were doing. They knew that when they gave this money to Iran, they knew Iran had not changed its stance on wanting to annihilate Israel off the face of the map. Okay? So, it's just, again, signs of the time that we are in. Everyone is against Israel. Everyone wants to get rid of Israel. And Israel is not going anywhere. Now, are they going to have some hardships? Yeah, they are. The Bible talks about it. You know, there's going to be things that's going to happen to Israel that's not going to be pretty. But will they totally be destroyed? Absolutely not. Moving on, Ted Cruz just got slaughtered at the polls after declaring his support for Monsanto, pro-GMO, Republican establishment, now in state of total collapse. This is from naturalnews.com. It says that Republican presidential hopeful Ted Cruz suffered nationwide devastation, defeats at the polls just one day after denouncing health-conscious Americans as anti-zealots for their opposition to GMOs. I'm not going to have time to read this whole article, but basically, Ted Cruz got slaughtered. People are tired of being killed in the grocery store. People are being killed in the grocery store. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the chemicals that Monsanto is putting in the food. I'm talking about the chemicals that are going in the air, the chemtrails. I'm talking about the GMO products that the government is trying to make illegal for you to even be able to say that there's GMO in the food. And speaking of which, I'm going to do one more article, and then we're going to have to go to the Word of God because we don't have enough time. But the Senate is set to vote on the DARK Act today. Bill would criminalize any and all claims that say non-GMO food is safer. And let me say this because I don't have time to read this whole article. Basically, what this means is, this means that, and what does DARK stand for? The DARK Act. It says Deny Americans the Right to Know Act. And it, what it's saying is that if you say that that non-GMO food is healthier than GMO food, which is the truth, then you're going to be criminalized. This means that they're telling you that you don't have freedom of speech anymore. They're censoring your free speech when it comes to the food. They're censoring your free speech when it comes to speaking out against Islam. They're censoring your free speech by saying if you talk up even against the LGBT or whatever, you're talking hate speech. Come on, people. We don't have the liberties that we used to have. We are giving away our liberties, we are voting away our liberties, and we're allowing these crooks in government to do this. Why? Because they're trying to establish this new world order that is based upon control, mind control, thought control. They want to tell you what you should say, how you should think, when you should think, if you should think. That's what it's about. I'm going to go to... because I don't have time to go through all the articles, and I'm looking forward to being able to go an hour and a half again when God opens the doors for that financially, because there's so much I want to go through, and I don't have enough time to go through everything. But we're going to go to Psalms 94, and I you know what, I hadn't planned on this is what happened today. Someone sent me this message. And, you know, sometimes I get, you know, people that say, oh, don't do so many articles because you need to slow it down so we can comprehend what you're saying. And I appreciate the constructive criticism. I really do. So someone was a little bit concerned that I had I got this, like, minutes before I was about to start this show. And they was concerned about me using the word fool on one of my programs last week. And so they said that they were surprised that I had used the word fool. I guess I had made reference to calling some people fools or whatever. And so I know there's a scripture, I believe Matthew's, if I'm right, 5:22, where, you know, in the scripture Jesus said, don't say, if you say raka, I believe you get in trouble with the scribes and the Pharisees. But if you say thou fool, then you're in trouble, hell, fire. But the thing is, you have to be careful for us knowing the context and what that text actually meant. And sometimes in the Greek and Hebrew, it doesn't always translate the same in English. However, you also have to understand what was Jesus saying. That Jesus, in that text, he was talking about anger. And so I wasn't going to talk on that. And that's not even what this this scripture was about that I'm about to read to you today. But I know it was God that showed it to me. Because when I was going to Psalms 94, and I was going to read 94, and I'm going to go ahead and read it, and then I'll explain it a little bit later. It reads, O Lord, the God who avenges, the God who avenges, shine forth. Rise up, O judge of the earth. Pay back to the proud what they deserve. How long will the wicked, O Lord, how long will the wicked be jubilant? And what David was saying here, the psalmist is saying, is that how long, God, are you going to allow things to keep happening in the earth where the wicked is getting by? They're you know, they're having their fun. They're doing all kind of wicked things. And we know that, God, you avenges things. And we know that, God, you are holy and righteous, God. But how long are you going to allow the wicked to continue in their ways? And I know a lot of people are saying that right now. God, we're seeing babies being killed. We're seeing terrorists that's blowing up innocent people and children. We're seeing all kind of Christians that are being beheaded and women sold into sex trafficking. And we're seeing all these things. So, God, when are you going to judge the earth? When are you going to come back and punish the wicked for the things that they've done? He goes on to say in verse 4, they pull out arrogant words. and all the evildoers are full of boasting. And I'm gonna say right there, you know, they say, oh, nothing's gonna happen to us. Go, God don't care. There's no God. God is dead. We can live the way we wanted to do. We can do whatever we want to do. We can live any kind of life that we want to live. And so the wicked, they don't care. It goes on and says, if they crush your people, God, they oppress your inheritance. What is this saying? Right now, we're seeing a Christian genocide that is taking place in other countries, and an American had to vote to say it was genocide. When do you need a vote when you're seeing what's actually happening? Oh, I got to decide if I'm going to call it genocide. There's a genocide of Christians that's taking place over in the Middle East. And while our people are saying, oh, we got to decide, rather, we're going to call it genocide, that's exactly what it is. It is genocide and eradication of the Christians that's over in the Middle East. It goes on to say, they slay the widow and the alien. They murder the fatherless. They say the Lord does not see. The God of Jacob pays no heed. See, people don't have a fear for God. If people knew that they were going to be punished right away from God, they probably straighten up their act. But because God is long-suffering, because God does not want anyone to go to hell, because God is loving, because God is forgiving, because God is giving us time to get things right, then people are like, oh, well, we don't have to worry about it. He's not paying attention. He doesn't see what I'm doing. He doesn't care what I'm doing. I don't have to worry about it. And this is the attitude that the wicked have. But he goes on to say, take heed, you senseless ones among the people, you fools. When will you become wise? Okay, so I'm going to stop right there. David is calling them fools. He said, when are you going to become wise? See, you have to know when to use the context of things. And so in this scripture, if you are going against God, if you are doing things that are not of God, if you're going around killing people, if you're going around aborting babies, if you're going around waving your sin in God's face, what are you? You are a fool, okay? If you're going around doing the things that are against God, you are a fool. Okay, so that's why I use the context of fool. This is not in Matthew. Jesus was talking about anger and cursing someone, and that's what we're not supposed to do, things out of anger. So if I'm mad at somebody, I say you fool, you're using it out of anger. But when you're saying it in the sense of that your ways against God are foolish, or your politicians are doing things that are anti-God are foolish, or those who are allowing it to take place are foolish, and you say you're fools because you're going against the things of God, then that's the proper context that David right here is using it in when he said, you fools, when will you become wise? He goes on to say, does he who implanted the ear not hear? Does he who formed the eye not see? Does he who disciplines nations not punish? Does he who teaches man lack knowledge? He is saying God is sovereign. God is the one that gave us our ears, so therefore he hears everything. God is the one who made our eyes, so therefore he sees everything. God is the one who disciplines nations, and this is what's going to take place to America. America has already gotten judgments, but the thing is, America is like, oh, well, we got a little nick here, we got a little nick there, and we don't have to worry about anything. God will never destroy us. And you got some Christians that's saying that, oh, God would never destroy us because we're a Christian nation. Oh, we got churches in America, and God would never punish us. Well, people, I'm sorry to disappoint you. Yeah, we will be punished. And I'm not talking about those who are living righteous. See, the thing is, when Israel got taken captive, there were some faithful ones. Remember Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego, and Daniel? They were faithful. And there were others. But because the nation as a whole rejected God, therefore they were punished. And you don't want to be on the wrong side of God. You want to go to heaven. You want to do what God has called us to do, and that's to be righteous and holy. If you have not accepted Jesus into your heart today, I ask that you say this prayer with me. Lord, I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. I accept Jesus into my heart today. Fill me, cleanse me, make me anew. I accept you, Lord, as the Son of the living God. Have mercy on me. And if you said that prayer, then welcome to the body of Christ. God loves you. He cares for you. He sent his son down here to die for you. And all you want to do accept the free gift of salvation. God bless you. I appreciate every one of you who listens to this broadcast. Those of you who do send me, things that can make it better or whatever, I appreciate that. And, you know, I know the ones who are doing it to, you know, help me get better, and I know the ones who might be not doing that. But you learn from both of them. But thank you so much. I don't take it for granted when you email me, when you, send me a word, whether it's uplifting, constructive, or whatever the case may be. I do appreciate it. I thank you very much for listening to this broadcast. This is It Is Finished with your host, Evangelist K.O. Rich. Until tomorrow, God bless you.